little bit of Ray, the best bits.
Right, what are we looking at first then, if you want to kick into it?
Let's talk about Godzilla Minus One.
Godzilla?
Mm-hmm.
A new Godzilla film?
This is the new Godzilla movie directed by Takashi Yamasaki. And to be clear, this is not a Godzilla
film. Kira got so excited she pronounced that flawlessly, she headbutted the microphone. She actually frightened herself.
Aidan or Cormac, if you're listening, if you want to watch him now.
But can she do it again?
Can I just say, this is not a Godzilla from the Monsterverse world. This is a low-budget Japanese movie.
Okay, have a listen. This is Godzilla Minus One.
Doink.
Hang on, this is in actual Japanese.
Yes,
I've taken
is.
Out most of the dialogue, guys.
So it's Japanese. So
yes.
You're going to need subtitles for this one.
Godzilla. Minus one.
Japanese roar.
I mean, it says it all.
It, yeah, well,
doesn't it?
It's a big monster smashing.
It says it all, yeah.
Things.
So, Minus One, it starts on the very last days of the Second World War in Japan, and Japan is obviously trying to recover from the two atomic bombs. And it's set around this main character. His name is Koichi Shikishima.
Okay.
And he is a, oh, what are those jets called? A kamikaze pilot.
Kamikaze pilot.
And he has basically, in the middle of the war, instead of trying to save his comrades, he chickened out, okay? And it comes across Godzilla. And he also, so basically the whole kind of premise of the movie is that he needs to redeem himself after chickening out, and he's feeling lots of guilt and he's suffering from PTSD. And this is what the amazing thing about this Godzilla movie is, and something I've never experienced watching a movie like this. There's a real human story and a backstory to all the characters that feature in this movie, and that's what makes it really interesting. Godzilla looks incredible. The CGI is out of this world. There's one, you can hear the roar there in the background. That's a recording of Godzilla roaring in a cinema. And so it kind of, the reverberation of the movie was just absolutely and utterly.
The reviews for this are wild. It's on Rotten Tomatoes, it's getting like full scores across the board. What's so good about this one compared
to
all
the
ones?
It's the script and the human connection and the story behind the characters, because it, you know, this was made on a budget of 15 million. If you think about Godzilla versus Kong, that's on budgets of between 100 to 150 yeah. million. The new one coming out next year, I think there's a budget of about 200 million. It just proves that you don't need a Hollywood star. And can you remember any of the characters in any of the Godzilla movies that you've ever watched?
I remember Bryan Cranston was in one of them.
So Bryan Cranston and Aaron Taylor Johnson, is it?
Was he in it?
Yeah, and Sally Hawkins.
He's my top pick for James Bond.
Good show.
They're saying Paul Mescal is going to be Bond. I was reading this yesterday. I'm telling you now, Aaron Taylor Johnson. Why? Because he's very good looking. He's is he English or Welsh, maybe?
He's possibly English.
And he has reached a level of fame without being a massive star in his own
right. So he's never been typecast before this as well.
Yeah. Ah. And he's affordable. This is the other thing as well. They need to be fairly low level but movie star. He's perfect. I'm telling you now. That's Godzilla Minus One. Give us another one, Kira.
Chicken Run Dawn of the Nugget is on Netflix tomorrow. And like, this is a real nostalgic one because the last Chicken Run movie was out in 2000.
This is Aardman, the animation.
Yeah, yeah, behind Wallace and Gromit. And I think, is it Shaun the Sheep?
Sure, I love Shaun
the
Sheep.
That's what my friends' kids are what you.
Shaun the Sheep is so good. So clever, so funny.
So 2000 movie, we saw Rocky and Ginger, and they're trying to escape from a farm, Tweety's farm. And this, and obviously this is no spoiler alert from the 2001, they escape from the farm, they end up on this magical island, and this movie is set straight after they escaped from the farm, and it's all the same characters, and they've got a little chick now.
Have a listen. This is Chicken Run, Dawn of the Nugget.
It's an impossible mission.
They're going to turn everyone into nuggets.
Find those chickens.
Hang on, Fowler.
Oh, there go the goujons.
Are you sure you're ready for this?
I was hatched ready, Dad. We can do this. Yes!
Well, it sounds like the soundtrack is great anyway. I can speak from experience of watching Shaun the Sheep and the Shaun the Sheep movie as well. They're very, very clever. Like, there's something for the kids and there's something for the mums and dads as well.
Absolutely. Now, so this story, so they have a little chick now called Molly, who's voiced by Bella Ramsey, who you know from The Last of Us and from Game of Thrones. and she wants to see the world. She's a little chick with attitude and she wants to go and see the world. So she kind of runs away and her parents then kind of run after her and she ends up in what is, you know, what they think is like a fun farm. But actually, oh no, be careful because everyone in there has been turned into nuggets. Now, the last movie, Mel Gibson voiced.
I was just going to say, wasn't Mel Gibson in the first one?
It was. And I don't know why they changed the voices of the characters, if you know
budget.
What I'm trying to say. It could be budget as well. And do you know what I found when I was watching it? It's gorgeous, right?
Hang on, what? You don't know why they changed the voices of...
Yeah, because a lot of the original voices still voice the same chicken characters in this movie.
Right. But they changed Mel Gibson's one, did they?
They changed Mel Gibson. It's your man Zachary Levi, who is Shazam.
But Mel's been cancelled, hasn't he? Isn't that why they're not using him? Well, he's been half cancelled. It depends on which project it is or which studio or which production house. They might be disinclined to use him because of the cancellation.
Maybe. Tandy Newton is the voice of Ginger and that was voiced by Julia Swahala.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and she came out, she just really wasn't happy about it, but the new director said he was just taking it in a new direction. And I was nostalgic for this and like the animation is so on point, but it's not as rough as it was like in 2000 because obviously it's been 23 years, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I just would have liked it to be a little bit more rougher. Sorry.
This is a Netflix joint. Chicken Run, Dawn of the Nugget, it's called. And did you know, fun fact here, radio fact for you, they are or have nearly run out, Aardman, the people who make it, have nearly run out, you've read this already, have you? The world, the planet, has run out of the clay, the specific clay they use to make the claymation do in the movies.
Right.
And Aardman went and bought all that was left on the planet, but they're still running out of it because they're using it and eventually they're going to run out of it. It's like a specific particular type of clay, mm-hmm. It's finite and they're nearly all out of it. Isn't that fascinating?
So everyone really should enjoy Chicken Run.
See it while you can, folks,
because it's nearly over for everyone.
Run out of the clay, guys.
No more clay, huh?
The clay, it's a very...
No, you told us right.
It's a specific type of clay.
We heard you.
Yeah, okay.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey!